First lesson. Welcome, reader.
Knowledge of English is vital in today's fast-moving world.
It is spoken by some 360 million people and is the tool of communication in so many fields that we will not even attempt to number them.
But the language we hear today is not the language of the people who live in the British Isles.
Of course, that is where it all started. But for several hundred years, different peoples and ethnic groups have added their own particular contributions to English, so that what we hear and speak now is truly a United Nations of languages.
But why is English so widespread? Why not French or Spanish, both major languages, or even Esperanto, the international language?
Apart from the enormous influence of the United States, although some claim that American is a separate language, and the extent of Britain's old colonial empire, which at one time spanned one-third of the surface of the globe, the real answer is that English is an extremely flexible language. It is structurally closer to Chinese than to its European cousins.
Words can be nouns or verbs. A chair becomes to chair with no complexes. Up can be an adverb, a preposition, a noun, an adjective, or even a verb.
Neologisms, made-up words, enter the language on tiptoe so that nobody notices. And different trades, crafts, and sciences give us new expressions every week.
It's because of this wealth that we need a guide to help the speaker and the writer to use English. So follow us now on our trip through the highways and byways of the English language.
Exercises. I hesitated for a week, and he upped the price by 20%.
Yes, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The United Nations represents the peoples of the world.
The Verrazano Narrows Bridge in New York Harbour has a span of 4,260 feet, the longest in the world.
Plastics are a byproduct of oil refining.
Since the managing director is absent, Mr. Barney will chair today's meeting.